Welcome to the Fit Life Show, where we share tips and tricks on fitness, food, family, and fun.
All right. Today's subject is workouts at the beach. We're approaching summer.
Oh, workouts at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Not existent.
Sun's out, guns out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, the only workout is sit there. So, the hardest work is really walking out there and setting up and then leaving. There's your workout.
So, in other words, you like to just chill.
Oh, while you're at the beach. Go to the beach to work out. Sorry.
Have you ever worked out on the beach?
No.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Other than playing some beach volleyball.
Okay. Well, yeah,
that's workout.
We have clearly done different things because I have held a boot camp in Myrtle Beach. I had a weekend getaway extravaganza that we set up. This is prior to you being here. But I brought, I think there was 6 or 7 people.
Okay.
It was a weekend, like I said, getaway. We used to have a beach house in Myrtle Beach. And so it was a quarter mile from the beach. So it was up on a hill. So I had them run down to the beach.
Okay.
I had an obstacle course set up on the beach. They ran through the obstacle course, and some of that stuff was bear crawls. Some of it was, I had kettlebells. We had sandbags that they had to drag and pull. We had a treasure chest experience kind of thing. And so what it was you had to dig up this treasure chest that I had buried in the sand. Okay. There was little mini shovels that you had to dig it up with. Okay. And then you looked at what was inside and then put it back in there and had to cover it back up.
Wow. Okay.
You finished the obstacle course, came back up the hill, back to the house. The next person on your team, because I had two teams.
So it was a relay.
It was a relay.
Okay.
Had to run down, do the same thing, come back up. It was pretty cool. It was a fun time. Wow. So I, on the other hand, I enjoy beach workouts. I don't do them as often as I once did. But every morning when I go to the beach, usually, and this is even currently, if I'm staying on the beach, I will go and run the beach. So just get on there. I might only do a mile, a half mile down and a half mile back, but usually I'm able to kind of see the water. It's peaceful. There's nobody really out there when I get up. So it's like my time with the Lord and, you know, just to kind of think about things, pray about things. And so I actually really love running the beach. I just know that you got a little angle here that you got to account for when you're running,
right?
You know, so definitely I like running down and back. So that way that same pitch is on both sides, not just on one.
I've always found it easier to run on the beach though.
Yeah. Help eliminate plantar fasciitis.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you want it to be hard or easy. I mean, very simply, you run on the firm sand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With the water, you got, it's kind of like running on, you know, dirt or ground or something like that. But you want to make it a whole new experience. Mm-hmm. You run in that soft sand.
Yep.
Oh, boy. There ain't no running more than a quarter mile on that stuff.
Yeah, you get tired fast.
Oh, dude, that stuff is no joke.
You feel like you're moving fast, but you're really not.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty crazy. So I think the sand is great. I mean, and the beach, you can do all kinds of things. I mean, obviously, if it's super hot, the sand's really hot and it's not enjoyable. But you get out there early enough in the morning, sand's kind of cool. You can lay in it and do sit-ups and push-ups and all kinds of things. I mean, believe it or not, I mean, even just digging holes with like your hands, you know, kind of like scooping and pulling in between your legs, you know, we'll get, you know, all kinds of, you know, back and thighs and, you know, hamstrings and, I mean, just kind of everything. So, I mean, you could really make the beach I think a great workout. But one of my favorite things is to actually lay on a one of the ones you can kind of recline back.
Little beach standing chair.
Mm. Yeah, the chairs that can recline all the way back. Yeah. I don't really like the lounge things. I mean, they're not bad, but I like just sitting there like this.
Soaking up the sun.
You know, or like this. Getting all up underneath here, all fried up, burned up. Yeah.
Looking a little red like your back was earlier.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a great, that's my detox.
I'm obviously not as creative as George. I'm walking out to the beach. I'm setting up my chair.
Yeah, but you got to bring a lot of the family stuff out, so there's a little workout there.
I mean, I got kids.
That's true.
True. You know, they carry a brunt of the work. Except for Drew. He'll be like, yeah, no, not happening.
Yeah.
He makes you carry all his stuff. But yeah, no, I'm on. Yeah, I'm, for me, I go to the beach. I'm going to just relax, not really work out. I'm going out there, setting up, sitting down, chilling, just listening to the water, chatting with the fam.
You got any island music on?
Sometimes. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. You know, we may start with some of the music and then we just kind of maybe cut it off and literally just like get the water, you know, the chairs up close to the water and just.
So you're like your feet in the water?
Both.
Okay.
Okay. In the water, out the water, doesn't matter as long as you hear the waves crash. That's my thing. Hear the waves
so crash. So do you walk the beach ever?
Oh, yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
Well, when we go down to Outer Banks, that's what we do a lot of times. We normally just walk up and down the beach. Simply being because it's too cold when we go down to Outer Banks. We're usually going like right before summertime, going down there like April's time frame. So water's still chilly, still nice, still cool, you know, get the sun warmth, but still cool down on the coast.
Yeah.
So we'll walk up and down the coast. Kids like to pick up seashells and we'll walk, you know, walk till, I don't know, we figure out like how far we've gone and realize like, oh, hey, it was probably been about a mile and a half. And I need to turn back around. I don't track it.
Oh, you don't? Yeah. Do you not wear your watch?
I do.
Oh.
But I just go. We go down there with no rhyme, no reason.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
What's the most interesting thing you found on the beach?
So, I don't know.
You found any starfish?
Not out here.
What about sand dollars?
Sand dollars, yes, but that was down in the North Carolina coast.
Yeah.
And not in Outer Banks. This was like Jacksonville area down that way. We've gone down to visit my sister a while back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jacksonville, North Carolina?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what base is that? Isn't there a base right
Camp
there?
Lejeune.
Camp Lejeune. Yeah. That's right.
Well, there's a few bases. You got Camp Lejeune, Marine Corps Station, New River, something, what else? I think that's it.
Well, I'm thinking of Camp Lejeune.
Yeah. But yeah. Camp Lejeune. They took Lejeune. Us out to a beach out there somewhere. It was nice. It was kind of out there in the middle of nowhere. And probably like one of the feet, literally walked like 20 feet and there's like multiple sand dollars.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
It was like it almost looked like an untouched like area. So
wow.
It was real nice.
What about other beaches? Like, because I know
blue starfishes.
You've been in Guam and Hawaii and everywhere, a little bit everywhere.
So that's a whole different realm because, I mean, you go out there, you know, specifically living in Guam, majority of the waters there are surrounded by the reef, right? So you got a reef all the way around. So the water's pretty calm. A lot of snorkeling. You could literally just go a couple feet into the water and, you know, you put your snorkel on and go down and look under there. You can fish, wildlife, starfish. I mean, you name it, you got it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that one, every so often, you'll see a little small, little black tip shark rolling around. Harmless. They're more scared of you than you are of it.
Yeah.
I mean, we may or may not have tried to catch it.
Really?
Yeah. It's too fast.
Yeah. I would think that any fish, any water-dwelling creature is probably much faster than we are.
Yeah, but they have these really beautiful blue starfishes. I mean, bright blue.
Huh.
And they're everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was like...
So, there you go. Jose's form of exercise on the beach is swimming.
Is enjoying.
Snorkeling. So
And walking. Snorkeling, I mean, walking the beach. Walking, that's
and
working.
Walking.
Yeah. Lounging.
Yeah.
Yeah. The sun, I just feel like, just melts away my poundage. Yeah, weight. Or it fries me so bad that... You know, I.
So what
I
you're know, saying is you
look as fat.
So what you're saying is you like to stay on the sun, so you feel like a piece of bacon being cooked.
Yeah. I mean, they say what tan fat looks better than white true. Fat. So I just get a true. Tan on it. You this know what I mean? True.
I will say though, I am a little red too from yesterday's little.
Shame. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I got up this morning. I was just like, oh, it's a nice little hint of red.
Yeah. I definitely was out all weekend and. Was working on projects like usual, but I normally don't take my shirt off, but I did this weekend and
got a little roasty.
Yeah, she got a little toasty. And so I went to work on Sunday, church in the morning, then afternoon went to do more work and I had to wear a shirt all day because I was like, not happening.
That's when like, you know, you get that sunburn a little bit and then the next day you're in the sun and it just feels like 10 times worse with that heat hitting it.
Yep. Yeah. And you can almost feel it through the shirt even. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's, you know, then you try to go to sleep, you know, at night and you're like,
I hate sunburn.
Yeah. You lay down and you feel that. But
the good
that.
Thing is, I mean, you burn now you should just tan.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's that one burn of the season.
Yeah. On my back. So nothing on the front.
Lazy, so I burn the front.
I got a... Have you ever been in a tanning bed before?
No.
Okay. Well,
I'm naturally brown.
He's naturally tan, even though
I'm naturally. Oh, look, I'm catching up. There was a comparison not too long ago. Okay, catching up. So. And look, that was like it was really a day or two in the sun, and that was it. That's all I needed.
So I went to tanning bed. Used to go to tanning beds, you know, back in my vain competition days and stuff, you know. And I remember sitting in this little tanning bed, and you know, you got your legs flailed out. Your arms up like this so you can get everything tan, you know, and you don't get the butt cheek tan and all this. So you're flailing your, you know, it's just, what we do for vanity.
It sounds hard, like hard work.
It is tough work. Yeah. It's tough work. But anyways, back to the beach.
Back to the beach.
And,
well, even though, Jose, you don't actually do it very often, are there like different workouts that you can think of that somebody could do while at the beach? Yeah. Not necessarily like taking something with him, like George mentioned that.
You can do any type of really body weight exercise you want. I mean, George brought up a couple things, you know, as far as like scooping the sand. I mean, you go out there. I mean, you can do just regular squats, push-ups, sit-ups, sprints, run, jogs, however you want to do it. Really, almost anything. Burpees.
Yeah.
I mean, there's. A lot, I mean, any body weight exercise that you can do in your home that doesn't require any type of equipment, do it at the beach.
There's also. Something else that nobody ever mentions is like doing, like for people who have joint pain, like knee pain,
water exercises.
Yeah. I mean, they can do squats or like lunges while they're actually in the water.
I mean, even that, I mean, they can go into the water and kind of just like a little jog in place, low impact, still getting a good cardio workout.
Yeah.
Body surf.
Yeah.
Body surf.
Like get on a surf, like a boogie board or like a board.
No, you ain't even got to get on a board.
I'm just saying,
like if you don't have any boards, you can actually, have you ever tried that?
Body surfing? No.
Yeah. So basically, as the waves come in, just like you'd be on a wakeboard or a boogie board, you just kind of, as it's starting to come, you kind of go with it and just start swimming.
Yeah, I've done that.
And then it kind of carries you in. I mean, you know, it's obviously a board is better.
Yeah.
But you don't have that dude. That's a workout.
By far, Andrew's favorite.
Really?
Drew's favorite. He'll take his little bodyboard, boogie board.
You know what's funny is yesterday when we were at the
that's all he was played with.
He's like, dude, hook it up, that thing right there.
His thing. He loves those boards, and he will spend the entire, like, that boy will knock him out of the water. Like, he will be blue and wrinkled like no other, and he will be like, nope.
Yeah, that's good, though. But wow. See, that's a form of exercise.
Yeah, that's a good
idea. So playing skim boards.
That's why he stays so lean.
Yeah. And he eats, like, he can eat.
Yeah, that boy can eat, tell you that.
Well, I didn't see how much he ate yesterday. Did he eat any of the pizza?
I think he had like 3 or 4 slices.
Okay.
And probably like 4 cookies.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm glad he ate. I was a little concerned he wasn't going to eat.
Oh, no. But no, if it's something, that's one thing he will not deny is your pizza.
Okay.
That's the good. Day he denies your pizza, you probably got something to worry about.
Yeah.
It's either he doesn't like you anymore or your pizza just really is not good.
Yeah.
So.
Or he's sick.
Nah, even when he's sick, he'll still eat. That's the scary part about it. Yeah, I mean, so really, beach, I mean, you can make it as you know, your workouts as quick or as long as you want. I mean, it's still going to be enjoyable. I think it definitely breaks up the monotony from being in a regular gym or even in your garage or, you know, whatever it is that you do, if it's a CrossFit box or so forth. Just breaking up that monotony and just really kind of, one, it's going to be helpful for the mind, I think, helpful for the soul to kind of get that good cleanse. And
fresh
not to
air,
mention, yeah, and not to mention the environment. Air, I mean, fun. I maybe have met a few that really just despise the beach for whatever reasons, but I just can't see anybody going out to the beach and not enjoying, you know, doing a workout and then being able just to chill and hang out afterwards.
Yeah. I like that. Almost like a, hey, let's get out there early and do a little workout. I mean, you're going to sweat anyway. So it's like, you know, get a little workout in and then, you know, set up your camp first, because, you know, a lot of times you got to get to the beach kind of early to get your spot.
Yeah.
And then you're a little, if you got, well, I don't even know, do they even let people do canopies anymore? I don't think so.
It depends on the beach.
I guess it depends on the beach. We've been down to Fort Monroe. I mean, that's kind of where we normally go.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done both beach umbrellas, canopy, and so forth, and never really told anything about the canopy. Okay. Now, of course, things probably can, and they probably have changed. I don't know.
Yeah.
Guess we'll wait.
Well, I know. I think Myrtle Beach and stuff like that, they were.
Virginia Beach doesn't allow canopies. Yeah. That I know for sure.
Yeah, I don't think Yorktown Beach does either.
Yeah. Like, you can't call that a beach. Come on. Well, people that call Yorktown Beach.
I know.
That's not a beach.
Yeah. Have you ever tried? I mean, we went there one time. We were just I don't want to go too far.
Okay, so for my local Hampton Roads and my local Virginians, I'm sorry. Don't take offense to this.
they'll take
offense.
But
everybody was so stoked. They're like, oh, you guys got to come to Yorktown Beach. I'm like, all right. And we rolled up. I was like, I'm going home. This is not a beach. Yeah. And I left.
Yeah. Especially when you go swimming and it just comes up to like your knee.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't swim.
Yeah, I mean, it'll get deeper you go out there, but yeah, it's basically this little river.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not a beach. I'm sorry.
Man-made. People,
please don't kill me for this one. Don't hate me. But if you do, it's okay. I'm used to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice place to, like, if you just want to go and kind of walk down and stuff like that. But
I mean,
yeah.
So I guess
if you're trying to go to the beach.
If you're looking for, like, that atmosphere where you can go walk out on the sand, water, and then still be able to get some food and walk some shops, restaurants, and so forth, that area, perfect for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you're looking for like a beach to kind of just go out there, there's plenty.
Yeah. Well, there's nowhere. It's so busy in the summertime, you can't even. Yeah. You're like.
Yeah. And maybe that's another thing that really draws me away. And that's why we've gone to Grandview Nature Preserve a few times. Hmm. And we actually prefer that better just because it's a lot more open.
Oh, that's in Hampton.
Yeah. Well, and then a lot of people don't really.
Nobody
like,
goes
go out there because it's like a half mile walk.
Yeah.
On that shell rock. To get out to the beach.
Yeah, that's true.
So you got to put in some work. Man, exercise. You got to put in some work getting out there. And then you also got to put the work in getting it back out. So.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. I've been there a couple of times. I like it.
It's breezy. It's peaceful. And like I said, I mean, even if it is crowded, because typically they're going to want to congregate as soon as you get out onto the sand area from the rock path.
You can go down.
You go to the left, walk down maybe a quarter mile, be by
dead.
Yourself. Wow. I don't think I've ever been there.
And there's
there.
Like a little... If I remember correctly, there's like a little, almost like a little peninsula that kind of goes out at the very, if you walk, keep walking down.
Yeah,
to the
and
left.
We've only ventured maybe like a quarter mile to the left of the little.
Yeah, I think it like comes down and then comes around. Like I don't know.
Or
it's a lot.
Or George can get a boat. And we can go out there and hang
out. Yeah, like a pontoon boat.
Yeah, you know, just a boat. Just something to get us out there.
Yeah.
To the very end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Foreman Road's my favorite.
That's kind of typical
that
Reno, too.
Nice.
It's quick, it's cheap, it's convenient. Does it get busy? Yes. Can parking be a pain? 100%. But, I mean, even if you walk out there, you're always going to find a pretty decent open spot where you're not
yeah.
on top of somebody. Right, yeah.
Hey, friend, I don't know you, but I'm going to lay right next to you, half naked.
We went to Fort Monroe like right after it was decommissioned and like it was open to the public. Like,
was that 2011, 2012?
I think it was 12, yeah. And we went out there and it's like no one was there for like the first 3 years.
Yeah.
Hardly anyone was there. People and then all of a sudden... Boing, everyone was there.
Yeah, the secret's out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of that, have you been to a nude beach before?
I have not.
You have not?
I have not.
No.
I went to the French Riviera as a child.
Scarred for life.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I will say that they say, again, I haven't been to one as an adult, but people that should be wearing clothes aren't wearing clothes, and the ones that... you know, shouldn't be wearing clothes or look good enough to not wear clothes are the ones wearing clothes, if that makes sense. So it's always funny, like, hey, you got somebody that's, you know, major dad bod, no problem, full Monty. You know, and you're like, that's just what I heard. I've never been to one, except for when I was real little and I don't remember.
Yeah.
I think that one was the French Riviera.
You don't remember enough to care?
Yeah. French Riviera, I think that was just topless, maybe. Mm-hmm. But it was interesting because I think it was all very rocky, which is one of my first beaches that I've been to that's like a lot of stones and rocks. But anyways, side tangent.
That's not fun.
Yeah. Soft. I think they were smooth white rocks, though.
But... And I don't know why the sand out here on Fort Monroe is so blistering hot.
Yeah.
It will scald your feet.
Yeah,
it's unenjoyable.
No, it's not. So we're freshly out here in Virginia. Mm. Oh, yeah, let's go to the beach. Go to Fort Monroe. All right. We're used to get over, you hop in the sand, kick off your flip-flops and go. Yeah, that changed rather quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ain't flipping those. But that's San Virginia Beach anywhere. I don't know what it is. Well, like, I know they say, like, when I go to Clearwater and Tampa area, and again, I don't know if this is the way it is, like, in Guam and a lot of other places.
Oh, you can walk in the sand all day.
But it's, maybe it's because it gets hotter. I don't know. But anyways, I know that in Florida, at Clearwater, they have an aquifer that's underneath it. Like a cold water aquifer or something like that. So it keeps the sand cool because of the...
Wow.
So that's what I was told. So, again, I don't know how true that is or whatnot.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
It could just be the type of sand. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. I'd really like to have some scientists
out
there.
So, yeah, if anybody wants to listen. If anybody
out there knows why the sands out here are blistering and scalding your feet, please let us know. Inquiry minds would like to know. Yeah, because that was the first time I've ever experienced that. Pretty much, I was like,
miserable experience. Yeah, yeah.
I was crying a little bit inside.
Yeah. And then the kids are crying. You're like, stop, so suck it up.
No, no. Drew's like, yeah, nope. He took off running. He's like, I'm out.
Oh, man. I could see him just like, pew.
Beeline to the water.
Mm-hmm. With his boogie board.
Mm-hmm.
Under his arm. Wow.
All right. Well, we need to spin the wheel.
Okay. Let's spin it.
All right. Here it comes. Which one's flying off today? Same one?
It shouldn't. I put tape on it this time.
Okay. Yeah. He taped it up. Let's see.
Woohoo! He fixed it.
The anticipation is killing me here.
I gave it a good spin too.
You did
just
good.
To check it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna say half.
I was checking Seth's or Caleb's work.
Mug.
Free Fit Bodies mug.
All right. So all you have to do is comment on this video. Let us know what you think of the subject, which beach you prefer, and maybe even your favorite exercise that you like to do at the beach.
And even the reason why the sand is so dang hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Inquiring minds want to know.
Yes.
And you'll have a chance to win a Free Fit Bodies mug.
Just not this one.
No, not that one.
No.
It's a different one. But it's still cool.
Definitely.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. Till next time.
Till next time.
Till next time.
Well, folks, that's all for now. Keep your eyes open for our next episode coming soon. Or make it easier on yourself and click that subscribe button right down there. Or there to the side. Or there. Or, wherever it's put, click it and you'll be notified the instant a new episode becomes available. Please let us know what you think of our show and what you'd like to hear on here in the future. Is there a workout that stumps you, or something you have a question about? Post them on the Fit Life Show Facebook page. Till next time, this is the Fit Life Show, brought to you by Fit Bodies Unlimited. Get fit, stay fit.